Welcome to another edition of El Paso Primetime. I'm Dennis Wu, and coming up next week on the 24th is the annual Keep on Dancing Conference from the Rio Grande Cancer Foundation, where registration starts at 7 in the morning, and then from 8 o'clock until 5 o'clock, there's a breakfast, there's a lunch. That's what your registration fees actually go to. But the presenters are quite numerous and quite diverse. And with me this afternoon, Rhea Beta joins us from Texas Tai Chi. First off, welcome back to El Paso Primetime.
Thank you, Dennis. It's always a pleasure and an honor to hang out with you.
It's all good. It's an honor and a pleasure to hang out with you. The first question I have for you is how you earned the title of Sifu.
Well, you know, Sifu, or mostly is probably pronounced Shufu. Yeah, if you want to sound it more Chinese sounding. Okay. Americans say Sifu. But the bottom line is I've always been into the martial arts since I was a kid. Did way more than my share of street fighting growing up. As I got older, I heard that Tai Chi was a very effective martial art. And that's the main reason I started. But the bottom line is after 25 years of studying this art, my focus has changed from fighting to healing.
Tai Chi, to me, is very mysterious in these respects. Like you said, it moves you from an aggressive form of martial arts into a healing form of martial arts. And that healing form is what actually is the basis for healing in all kinds of diseases, including all types of cancer.
Exactly. One of the main focus of Tai Chi is the collection or the cultivation and the movement of one's life force. The Chinese refer to this as qi. Different parts of the world call it different things. In Japan, they call it ki. In India, they call it prana. The Native Americans would call it the great spirit. I think Americans are probably comfortable with bioelectricity.
Better than biodiesel?
Exactly. Yeah. Much cleaner. Yeah. And it can be replenished through proper practices. And this is why Tai Chi is good, not just for seniors and their balance, but people with terminal illness, people with cancer, people with MS, you name it. I've worked with them over the years. And if one practices the art of Tai Chi, they can improve their health.
Take us to the beginning stages of Tai Chi. What does a person need to do in order to embrace Tai Chi?
Excellent question. A lot of people, you know, Tai Chi has become very popular throughout mm-hmm. the United States. It's become part of our culture. It's mentioned in everything from Star Trek, The Next Generation, to The Simpsons. It's everywhere in commercials. But a lot of people don't realize that it's just not moving slowly and thinking groovy thoughts. There's a lot more to it than that. And as you asked, and that's, like I said, an excellent question. First of all, we learn how to stand. Most of us don't stand properly. Once we learn how to stand, we learn how to breathe. Most of us don't breathe properly. Finally, as we continue to practice our forms, we learn how to become truly relaxed. The Chinese word is song. To become relaxed means no tension, mentally, physically, emotionally, even spiritually. So Tai Chi is an inward search for learning how to be comfortable in our own skin.
For a person who's just barely getting into it, like myself, as I look at this from a beginner standpoint, learning to stand, learning to breathe, learning to do all of this would allow me to get in touch with my inner self, no?
Exactly. In fact, Tai Chi is often referred to as moving meditation. Most people think of meditation as sitting in the very painful, I can't even do it, lotus position. So there's various ways to meditate. But in Tai Chi, as we move through the form, as we relax and as we disconnect from the stress from the outside, we start to go deeper inside ourselves. And yes, you do find what's inside.
The other part to this equation is that you're moving your muscle mass, which from last week's discussion with Martha Vera and bone therapy and bone density, this allows a person to build on bone density because you are putting a positive stress on your muscles and your skeletal system rather than to have the stress of the actual day.
Exactly. In fact, our Tai Chi masters are always admonishing us to relax, relax, and relax some more. And they really mean it. It's not a buzzword for something else. They truly mean to relax. As you relax your muscles, as you relieve the muscles from carrying the body weight and allow the skeletal structure to do a job that it was designed to do, to hold up your body weight, then the bones don't suffer from loss. They be getting thicker and stronger. And now you're not wasting all this chi, all this life force's energy on constricting muscles through tension 24/7. This is why people get tired for just standing for a few minutes in Tai Chi. They don't know how to let go of the muscles. With practice and proper instruction, it can be accomplished.
When you first started moving into Tai Chi, did you find it difficult?
You know, I'd been doing martial arts all my life. You know, I'd done Shaolin Kung Fu and various forms of karate and street fighting and boxing and wrestling. So I'd done lots of fighting. And yes, Tai Chi at first it's really different. They call it an internal martial art as opposed to external. Martial arts like boxing and jiu-jitsu and karate and kung fu, those are external. Tai Chi and a few others are considered internal, which means what? Which means we don't rely so much on muscle. We rely on skeletal structure, mind, energy, and learning how to become relaxed. And so at first, that's hard to let go. Most of us are so oriented with our muscular strength, we don't know how to do anything else. So you have to learn how to trust and realize that relaxing is actually more powerful than tightening your muscles.
When a person is diagnosed with cancer, stage one, stage two, even stage three, and the concept of Tai Chi is introduced, do you find resistance or do you find more of a, okay, let's see if where I can go with this?
You might be surprised. As I was mentioning to you privately earlier, my wife was diagnosed with cancer a year ago. And everybody that we've been working with have been very open-minded to the use of Tai Chi, to learning how to relax with Tai Chi, how to improve the immune system. Even my wife of 22 years, God forgive her, she never was interested in Tai Chi until she was actually diagnosed. And then she was on the Mayo Clinic website and she goes, look, hon, they recommend doing Tai Chi. So I slap my face and go, oh, my gosh. Now she's doing it with me. She's in remission. It's been a rough road. But she, too, after all these years, realized that this Tai Chi stuff really can help somebody with a serious disease such as cancer.
Well, congratulations to your wife and to you for the remission. That's absolutely wonderful. And it lends itself credence to what Tai Chi brings to the table for cancer survivors.
Exactly. I'm so happy that Patty Tescareno and the Rio Grande Cancer Foundation have found me amusing enough to bring me back for a second year. I love working with people. I'm very passionate about this art. And because I'm so passionate and so serious about the benefits of Tai Chi, I like to have fun. I like to joke around to get people's attention. But the bottom line is I try to impart information that anybody and everybody can use regardless of what stage of cancer, regardless of your age or your gender. This can help. I've seen it year in and year out with students throughout my teaching career. So, and how does it do this? People ask me, how does it help you? Well, it does actively improve the immune system. It improves the endocrine. It greatly enhances blood flow. And just the removal of stress and one's self-image is greatly enhanced. There's been a lot of research done in this regards. All you have to do is Google Tai Chi versus cancer on the internet, and you'd be surprised the number of reports that have been done over the last 20 years.
Okay. One of the things that you just mentioned happens to be something that no one ever thinks about, the endocrine system. I don't think honestly, when you go to Luby's, when you go to a restaurant, when you go dancing, when you go here, when you go there, the first thing nobody's going to ask is, hey, how's your endocrine system doing? And yet it is so vital.
Exactly. And that's why I love about Tai Chi. It's so comprehensive. It's funny. Again, it is originally a very effective fighting art, a martial art. But over the years, because it's such an effective fighting art, the side effects, learning how to breathe a certain way, learning how to open the body in a certain way, which gives you physical prowess, which gives you power. We all have it. I have 100-pound female students who can throw around 250-pound men. So it's not about size or muscle. It's about mind. It's about relaxation. It's about structure. And if you have all of these things, the energy flows better. As you rotate the connective tissue and spiral the fascia in the body, it helps massage the internal organs, all the glands, the lymph nodes. It goes on and on and on. If people just work at this for a few months, they see an immediate change in their health in many, many ways. It's very subtle. And as long as you stick with it, the benefits will stay with you.
Those benefits lean into a diet as well, because once you start feeling healthy, you start thinking, you know, I'm not going to have that burger today. I think I'm going to have this salad. And honestly, it does happen.
Yes.
I've seen that happen over and over again.
It's, you know, Tai Chi has an approach of balance, of yin and yang. And, you know, I'm not a complete vegetarian. I do eat ice cream, and there's things that I do. But you want to have a balanced approach to everything you do, whether it's diet or exercise or relaxation time. Approach everything in life with a little more balance. I know it's not easy, but at least we should try. Remember, relaxing is not sitting on the couch drinking a cold one. Okay? That's lounging. It's a little different.
To myself.
Not that there's anything wrong with it. I enjoy having a cold and watching my Dallas Cowboys. Ooh. Okay. But the bottom line is that the way we relax is so much more profound and so effective that just a few minutes every day of performing your Tai Chi offsets hours and hours of stress. The masters always tell us 10 or 15 minutes in the morning, 10 or 15 minutes in the evening to regain and maintain one's good health. And as I said, not just physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. There's lots of ways we can be healthy or unhealthy. And you're right, negative energy exists, just like positive energy. And this immediately helps you overcome, like, wow, what was I upset about? Why was I so mad? I feel wonderful now in just a few minutes.
It's amazing you should bring that up in terms of like a sports analogy with the Dallas Cowboys. I'm thinking, I love Australian rules football because it's such a different sport altogether. When you watch a match, it's for 2 hours with no commercial break except for the halftime. Now, the point here is that Fremantle, the longtime football club in Australia, over the last 15 years, practices Tai Chi before and after a game.
Wow.
And their success rate has been, I wouldn't say it's great, but they make the playoffs every year over the last 15.
Can't argue with that.
Yeah.
Yes, I am a big fan of Australian rules football, American football. I'm a big UTEP fan too. And and maybe we should not be so premature, but let's say that Coach Kugler has been very open-minded in the past and presently in incorporating some Tai Chi with the football team, and that's all I'll say about that.
Now, and I'm not surprised given the fact that the Pittsburgh Steelers at one time practice that, especially with the defensive line.
Exactly.
I'm not surprised.
Well, the Zen master, Phil Jackson, back when he was running the Chicago Bulls, he would have them do Tai Chi, yoga, meditation, and it didn't hurt their winning, did it?
No, the same thing could be said with Miami for a while. The correlation of being able to channel that energy from negative to positive is quite unique in that you translate that over to being diagnosed with a disease like cancer and realizing that, okay, now that I know what it is, now I can channel my way into this and out of it.
The problem with channeling energy is that most people can't focus their mind internally. And again, another good reason to practice Tai Chi, because you learn how to, even if it's just 10 or 15 minutes in the morning and in the evening, you learn how to get out of the outside world, because that's where we live.
Right.
We really don't live in our bodies. We're always out there, worried about this, doing that, interacting with other people. But when you, even for 15 minutes, go inside yourself and focus internally on your energy, on releasing tension, on letting things go inside, it has a very, very powerful side effect. Again, so learning how to focus the mind is a key part. Once you learn how to focus the mind, now you can move this energy and things in your life that maybe aren't good for you away or toward you, depending on their aspect.
Ray Abete is our guest this afternoon on El Paso Primetime. One of the guest speakers who will be coming up next week at Keep On Dancing, the annual conference from the Rio Grande Cancer Foundation. For more information, go to rgcf.org. That's where you can pre-register for the entire conference. Your fee actually goes towards the meals. All of the presenters are free. You can pick and choose from the list, but I highly encourage you to go to Ray's.
Pick me.
Yeah. And they should, because realistically, let's bring this out here into the big picture of life. If you're a person who has been diagnosed with any form of a cancer, or you're a family member of a person who's been diagnosed with a cancer, or you're a caregiver to someone who has been afflicted with cancer or any other disease, whether it's ALS or multiple sclerosis or whatever, Tai Chi does exactly what we've been speaking about. Take that negative energy and push it into a positive so that you can get rid of the outside world, right?
Exactly.
See, that works.
Thank you. And I look forward to seeing everybody out there. I'll do everything I can to help you down your path. I know it's tough. And we also have things to present locally. I'm always bringing in high-level Tai Chi and Qi Gong, that's energy work, masters to teach us how to improve our daily practice. And this year we're going to be in Rio Doso in September for the Tai Chi Techs Rio Doso Roundup. Yeehaw! This year's focus, Dennis, will be Tai Chi and Qigong versus cancer. And in honor of my wife's victory. And, you know, we all need it. It affects everybody. When I would go to the training session or the injection infusion sessions of my wife, everybody's affected, young and old, rich and poor, all colors, all backgrounds. It's not prejudice. Cancer attacks everyone. But Tai Chi can help everyone. I don't care how old you are or how far along you are in your cancer. This can help you.
Just given the fact that you're doing this in Rio Doso tells me that people are finally figuring it out after all these thousands of years, the power of Tai Chi, the power of positive thinking in order to get over something that once upon a time was considered a death sentence.
Oh, and I agree. There's space for all types of healing. Western medicine is extremely important, just like Eastern medicine or traditional Chinese medicine. Of course, as one of my teachers would say, if I get in an auto accident, don't take me to an acupuncturist. Of course not. Take me to a Western doctor, patch me up, then take me to a Reiki master or an acupuncturist or a Qigong master or a Tai Chi teacher and help me to heal myself more effectively.
Right. There's the difference between the physical affliction and then after that's fixed, then it becomes the internal medicine that puts you back into the spiritual thing.
The ancient Chinese believe that we have many bodies, the first being the physical. The second being the energetic, which sticks out of your body a few inches. And then we move into the emotional and several other. I tell my students, if you can get those three under control, in balance, working well, then you've got it licked.
How do you recognize that the second form that you were talking about, the Chinese form of just, I know it just, it could be anywhere from a few millimeters to
several
at least
feet.
Several feet. Sure.
I've seen it, yes. Now, sometimes it's a good thing, sometimes it's a bad thing. Too much qi can be just as dangerous as not enough qi. So we're looking for improved energy, but also improved energy flow and an improved energy balance. There is yin and yang, and we try to use that as we move through our form, through our meditations, and through our energy exercises.
Do you speak of nutrition when you also speak of Tai Chi, getting back to that form of positive reinforcement?
Exactly. We all know that eating processed foods is not good for you. Eating natural is the way to go. Eating organic, drinking clean water, just basic common sense things that even our forefathers would do have seemed to be lost in this day and age, and it affects our health in many, many negative ways. Diabetes, obesity, even the risk of cancer is higher when we don't eat right. So this is all important. Moving, relaxing, meditating, eating, all of the above.
I think a lot of people lose the conscious part of Tai Chi, which is the movement. There is a certain form that you must use in order to be able to do some of these exercises.
And it's not just any old way. There are various styles of Tai Chi, but there is a wrong way and there is a right way, just like anything.
Right.
Ballet, there's a wrong way and a right way to do ballet or jazz or any kind of – any exercise. And that's why you've got to be careful that when you study with somebody to ensure that they know what they're doing. How do you do that? Come to a class for free. Talk to the other students. Notice the age of the students. Notice the health of the students. Notice the health of the teachers.
Let's say we're dealing with the third age, 50 and above. Mm-hmm. Should we be in classes with 50 and above?
Oh, my gosh. The other day I brought in a very famous Tai Chi master from China, and he was asking the age of the group. And the average age of my group was between 50, 60 on up. I do have students literally from 6 years of age to 101. Well, actually, she won't be 101 for another 2 weeks, but she's almost there.
Okay.
So I have all ages, but yes, many baby boomers, which I am a part of, 50 plus, are becoming more and more involved in Tai Chi because already in their 50s are losing their balance, many health problems, back pain. And they hear, and even their doctors don't always know why, but even the doctors tell them, I hear Tai Chi is good for that. It's in an inexpensive way of making yourself healthier. And you don't need a prescription, and you don't need to take a shot, and you can do it in your jammies at home.
The beautiful part about that is the fact that it's so personal, and yet you can do this anywhere.
Anywhere with anybody. I have students in their 90s that do Tai Chi next to teenagers, and they all get benefits. The teenager may do it a little deeper, a little wider stance. The senior student may do it a little more upright, a little gentler, but they all benefit side by side. And the sense of community and the sense of self-pride and accomplishment when you actually learn the form, because it takes practice to learn it. You just don't go in there and pick it up overnight. It does take daily practice. It's like learning a dance routine with energetic and martial implications.
It's like everything else, practice, practice, practice.
Exactly. That's how you get to Carnegie Hall, right?
But, you know, when you start to think about what it takes in order to get to that level, people will think about it from two different aspects. Do I want to get to that level? Can I get to that level? Of course you can, but it's also a mind thing.
Yes.
You need to tell yourself, I can do this. And Tai Chi brings this to the table, no?
Yes, it does. And what's really nice is that you have a really positive support group. The people that come to Tai Chi and stick with Tai Chi normally have a pretty positive can-do attitude. Like I said, I have many women in their 80s and 90s. And so when people in their 40s tell me, oh, I'm too old. Oh, I can't do it. I says, baloney. I have 90-year-old women who come, practice, can do the whole form. That's 20 minutes of nonstop movement, slow, intent, energized. So don't tell me you can't do it just because you're 40 or 50.
Right.
So yes, it does involve a great support group. People are very positive and very happy when they leave. We love this stuff. I have students who have been with me for over 20 years.
One of whom is Monica Gomez, who's one of our hosts here with the State of the Arts. You heard her show earlier this morning, if you were with us. And she speaks of the benefits of Tai Chi every time she comes into the station. And it makes sense to me.
Yes.
She's a very calm lady, and I think that Tai Chi has really helped her quite substantially.
In lots of ways. I've known and had the honor of not only being her teacher, her shifu, but also her friend, and she's one of my top students. She probably hate that I'm saying this, but she's sharp and always challenging me about, what about if we do this, and how do we look at it in this way? So she's a brilliant, talented, not just only a interviewer, she's a wonderful Tai Chi student and a Tai Chi teacher.
And that brings me to the topic at hand. Being in Tai Chi makes you a student. You study the art.
Yes, sir. And, 25 years.
And you never let it go because there's always something new.
If people say they know everything, they don't know anything. You know, at 25 years, I'm constantly looking for new teachers and finding new teachers and going deeper and deeper. My wish is that at my last dying day, I'm learning something new about Tai Chi, and I pray that that's not for another 60 years.
There you go. And Tai Chi will get that to you because of that positive energy that flows through you.
Thank you.
So people who come to the Keep on Dancing conference will find you at the conference. And, of course, your workshop is one that's probably going to fill up quite quickly simply because of this. When you're a cancer survivor, when you have just become diagnosed with cancer, if you're taking care of somebody like that and you're trying to find a way to calm that person down, Tai Chi is the way to go.
I agree. I agree completely. I'll be there in the afternoon. We will be teaching specific exercises that are designed to fight cancer. Energy exercises fall under five categories. There's Taoist, Buddhist, Confucius, martial, which Tai Chi is a part of, and medical Qigong. We will be teaching a medical Qigong, which is good for fighting cancer. It's very old and has only seven simple moves that we'll be working on briefly at the Rio Grande Keep on Dancing presentation, but also in Rio Doso in the upcoming workshops, and in the future in my studio. This is an important Qigong, and it's, anybody can learn it or do it, and it has been proven to help those with cancer.
Do you have a website where people can get to you?
Boy, do I. My website is, first of all, if you can't write it down, all you have to do is Google Tai Chi, El Paso. And guess whose site comes up?
That would be yours, huh?
Yes, sir.
Nice.
For those who have a pen and paper and or can run off and write this down real quick or have a photographic memory, it is www.texastaichi.net, texastaichi.net. And you'll come up with my site with the information and things that you can use. I have a studio on the west side. I teach at University Medical Clinic. I teach at the Mona Vista Retirement Facility in White Acres. I'm also the official Tai Chi teacher for the El Paso Fire Department. And look for me on the sidelines this season at the UTEP football games.
That'll go. That'll be over on the press box side, by the way. It's one of the things that Coach Kugler has done is he moved the team from the east side to the west side. Because it's all part of Tai Chi.
Yes, sir.
That's what I hear.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, buddy.
He's a wise man. And he's not as mean and scary and tough as he looks. He's really a big teddy bear.
He's really nice. He's been here before. He's really been nice to our students. And I really appreciate
class
him.
Class act.
You are a class act as well, Ray.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming. And Ray Abeta's been our guest on El Paso Primetime, one of the presenters at the annual Keep on Dancing Conference next Saturday. Registration at 7. Showtime with everything. Oops. Showtime for everything starts right around 8 o'clock. Look for Ray in the afternoon after lunch. We're good.
I'll be looking for you.
Ray Abeta has been our guest on El Paso Primetime talking about Tai Chi. He is a Shifu. He is also one of the participants in this year's Keep on Dancing Cancer Survivorship Conference next Saturday from 8 till 5 at the Wyndham Hotel on Airway Boulevard. For more information, rgcf.org or 915-562-7660. And if you missed all of that, come to our website, ktep.org, then click on the program archives to El Paso Primetime. Find this program and others, and you'll also find the information we just gave you. El Paso Primetime is a production of KTEP, all rights reserved, 2013 by KTEP. Thanks for listening to this edition of El Paso Primetime.